Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay. It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is an episode all about feeling a little bit lost and lonely and confused. You're dazed and confused. You don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're a human in this world and fuck knows what this place is. Mm-hmm. We're talking a little bit about relationships, pressure, friendship, girl squads. Lots of things come up.
Yikes.
So I hope you enjoy it. Okay.
Okay.
Nice to be back to our usual ways. I feel like even one
back
time
in
the studio is enough to make me be like, God, this feels so humble.
It really is. Humble roots. Homemade, this podcast is. Back in the studio tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Which will be really fun.
What are we going to have for lunch? That's my main... That's my main thing, because since we had lunch in the studio that one time, we had our
It changed curries, everything, didn't it?
And I now saw that near the studio, they do... You know those pancakes that are called... They're called dosas, like Indian food in a pancake.
You did see them and you stopped in your
tracks. I saw them. God, I had them once at a festival. Well, actually, I had a bite of one at a festival because my friend got them.
Wow.
And she queued for fucking half an hour to get them. I had a bite
Life
and I was
changed.
Like, I need to get in that queue now. Got in the queue and they shut down the queue whilst
well,
I was in it.
Let's do that then tomorrow.
I know. So I've had it in my mind, like, I really want them.
But then tomorrow, you know, we're meeting...
For lunch?
No, I think just coffee.
Okay, so I can get my dose
early. Yeah. Okay,
because Wing, also, are you going to say where you're going on holiday?
I'm going to New York, guys. God, have I not told you that?
No.
In a crazy twist of fate, in a
Honestly.
Series of events. And Seffi's really doing me a huge favour by looking after Ozzy while we're gone. So thank
I love
you
to
so
do it.
Much. Well,
no problem.
He doesn't make it easy, so I do really appreciate it.
I know, I'm ready for my bites.
You'll be bits
I'm
and
ready
shreds.
For it.
But he actually really, really loves you, which is really
I
key.
Feel so good about how much he loves me.
Doesn't
every
he love
time
you?
He comes running up to me, Wing and her boyfriend are always like, he doesn't do this to everyone.
He doesn't.
He really does love me, but also we've
he
shared
does.
A bed, so.
Yeah.
Like, he should love me. Like, he's nuzzled into behind my knees.
Behind the knees, which is the best!
Yeah, he's slept on the back of my knees.
Oh.
Like, if he didn't love me, I'd be a bit offended.
That's really fucking cute. No, he does really love you. Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. And hopefully when you're here, we continue the hunt. I won't be here, but you will be continuing the hunt for your Brighton summer.
I know. It's going well. I found two places so far that have both fallen through, which is gutting, but...
And I've got my hopes up both times.
Oh,
I've had my heart broken
the hopes
twice.
Are sky high. I found one place and I was like, this is perfect. Fell through. Found another place.
Devastating.
And there was a cat that lived there and I thought, I'm already in love with this
Baby
cat.
Prince.
Like, fuck. Fell through. So I need to... It's just the problem is I am looking for somewhere really nice.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, it would
not
be nice.
Not even, like, for example, the other one was a single bed. What I consider nice is not necessarily luxury. It's more the vibe.
Yeah, nice vibe.
I want something that's just like, oh, like, you know
nice
when you see it and it's like
vibe.
That,
yeah.
I could picture myself living there.
I think that's the main thing is picturing yourself somewhere. It's like when you can see yourself living there and you're watching it all play out in your head. Oof, that's the danger zone.
That and that's what I've had with both of these ones and they both didn't come to fruition, which is gutting. So I just need to find, I'm thinking third one.
That
lucky.
Third one's, what do they say? It's a charm. How do they say that one?
Third time's a charm. Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'll keep
Good
my fingers crossed for
threes.
That. Yeah, please keep me updated, actually, while I'm away.
Yeah, I will. Keep me updated with New York as well.
I will.
Mean, the Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Apple.
She's Macaulay Culkin.
I am.
Lost in New York.
Lost in NY. I'm going to be living it up.
You are. What are your plans? Because I heard that Drew Barrymore is involved.
Drew Barrymore is there and her dog. I'm really hoping I can meet them.
I mean, that's insane.
I'm really hoping.
Are you going to be allowed on?
Yeah, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say here.
Mm.
Because it's supposed to be confidential. But just, we can't be too specific. But hopefully I might have a run-in with Drew Barrymore in New York.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because that's the most New York thing. Or it's the most sort of, I don't know if she lives in New York. That's the most sort of American thing.
You know, kind
of
take off
time.
My shoes and sit on the sofa with her, sit on her lap.
Yeah, she can like
start
pat
talking
your hair
about my
or something.
Mom. I start crying.
Mm.
Oh, so good.
God, Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
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 So, she's such good vibes.
But I'm coming with weird vibes today. You can probably feel it. I'm just in a bit of a. I'm in a bit of a pickle, but it's fine.
But go on.
Well, I'm not in a pickle. The pickle is I'm a bit tired, and I feel bad for telling you guys that I'm tired.
Oh,
so the pickle
God.
Is I want to come and like do a good podcast episode because what a luxury and get a grip. But I'm just feeling a little bit like, oh, I'm probably going to be a bit boring and I've got nothing to say, but we're just going to go through the motions and have a nice, comforting, cozy, chilled chat.
Yeah,
this
I'm up for it.
This is a Thursday episode, which means as of like 2 weeks ago, we are having more of a broader conversation with you and your thoughts. So we've asked on the Instagram for your thoughts off the back of this week's kind of general topic. So on Monday's episode, we were talking about the everything shall for the mind. And step two of that was kind of thinking about who you're surrounding yourself with. And we were talking about the idea that I feel like a lot of people go through, especially in like their 20s, but it's kind of just lifelong, I think, universal, of feeling a little bit like you're outgrowing your surroundings, feeling a little bit like lost and isolated in your relationships. So if that's hitting with you, I'm sorry to hear that, and stick around for more.
That sounded like an intro. That
yeah,
was
it
great.
Did. Oh, thanks. Thank you. Do you have
sorry,
any?
I was trying to really quietly sip my water.
No, gulp it down.
Thanks. I have been.
I know, I've been watching. Do you have any thoughts to lead us in?
No, but that's why we've recruited the best brains in the biz.
So
you guys.
Fucking true.
We asked on Instagram.
I just said that, Sefi.
Did you?
Yeah, literally.
Sorry,
word
I was
word.
Sipping. Sorry,
I
wasn't
listening.
Listening.
I could tell.
Don't know about you right now, but I definitely wasn't listening
to
a word
your
of that.
Your eyes were just glazed over. I was like, she's definitely not listening to me.
No, I wasn't. I was trying not to spill my water. Sorry.
Okay, fine. No, apology accepted.
So, just to reiterate for those like me at the back chatting away.
For listeners at home, we've asked on the Instagram.
The teacher just said that we just asked on Instagram, what's the most lost and lonely you've ever felt? And you guys said some things.
You've come through thick and fast.
Ooh.
I wouldn't mind starting with this.
Go on.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, let's start.
Because this person has spoken about it in a specific way, but I think, like, as I was just saying, don't know if you heard me, but I was saying this is like a lifelong thing, and it's something that I think happens to everyone at different times and whatever. But one of the ways that you'll really sold it is at uni, like almost this narrative. And this person said they felt lost and alone when they didn't find, quote unquote, my people at uni, watching everyone else find theirs.
Yeah.
And I think the idea that like you're going through life looking for your people is really universal. I think the idea of like, even if you have people in your life or whatever, I think really feeling seen and like connecting with people on another level is, I don't know, it's not like we can't take that for granted. It's not simple. It doesn't happen like all the time for everybody. It can be rare, or you can go through a lot of kind of weird, clunky, disjointed, jarring conversations, kissing a lot of frogs, some may say.
Yeah.
Until you find someone
that you click with.
Yeah. And even then, I think just largely I think sometimes in life, I personally, and I'm sure lots of people agree, you just kind of feel like, well, no matter what, I can't be seen. Like, can you ever be fully understood? Like, are you ever going to be really seen on this planet? Like, we're all so weird and like, we're all so complex and layered, and we don't know who we are half the time, that I think it's just a really common experience to feel a little bit, I guess, lonely, or just really aware of how you are or are not fitting in with who you're surrounding yourself with. I just think it's a really, really universal experience when we're kind of put on this planet and made to feel like the one thing we really need is connection.
Yeah, and I think some friends, there are some people you hang out with are going to see different areas of you. It's like, I don't expect that to meet one person that, oh, they just see every aspect of me, because that is just, I mean, it's not really a thing, I don't think. Like, there'll be so many areas of you that some your closest people just can't understand. Or like, have you ever been talking to someone that just knows you so fucking well, and they say like, oh, that's just like you, and it'll be something that's like, not that, like, is not like me,
like when you said I was gonna live in a house with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, exactly like that, where it's like, god, you see me wrong.
Which, just to explain again for the listener at home, I didn't forgive me, I didn't personally connect with that.
Yeah, you know, and I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I don't know what I saw in that.
I think you're just trying to put me down.
What?
I'm joking.
God, no. I think
you'd be over there in the back with Ellen DeGeneres.
Let's not forget that Beyonce was also in
that
club.
Was she? Probably. There's probably other cool people in there, but it was Rogue from you. But anyway.
And then she was obviously the weirdest one in that house.
Was she?
It was like Beyonce. And I was like, yeah, you go there.
I feel like it was like Elon Musk or something.
Yeah, that's not great.
Elon Musk and Ellen DeGeneres and me.
Yeah, I mean, look. It's sometimes God, people say crazy things, and if you're friends with crazy people, or if you're friends with people that maybe just see look, the world like, a bit different.
Yeah. Also, like,
you got to expect these things.
This is something we've spoken about before, and I do just find it really interesting, the idea that like so much of our identity can be hinged on like a weird thing. Like, it's funny that I still really vividly remember that was in like COVID lockdown. That was like first lockdown.
Also, I must say, when the general consensus of Ellen DeGeneres was slightly different to
it was quite different. I mean, she was still like dancing, and
I mean,
like,
it's not
little,
cool
little
person
sneakers.
To
be put with.
Like,
but little
now
tennis shoe girl.
Yeah, it's not good. But it's now it's like,
why would you say that to me? I can't recall.
Look, it's different times.
It's different times.
It's different, it was different times. Times. It's pre-COVID times. World.
Yeah, but it's funny how. I like you were saying the other day that someone was like, it's so funny that you've got a podcast. I just always thought you'd be a teacher. And you were like,
then you
don't know me at all, sort of.
You don't get it. Yeah, what the hell?
What the hell? But sometimes the people closest to you just say things that make you think, what the hell? And that isn't necessarily a reflection of you or them or your relationship or anything more than just people are weird and we're going through an experience on the planet. Making weird kind of assumptions and projecting our own ideas onto people, and most of it generally doesn't mean much.
No,
the last thing we should do is take it personal.
I just thought of a funny one of those that I got one this morning, actually. I thought a thing that was like, Jesus, do you even know you? You call yourself my mother. This is from my mum.
Oh, wow.
I woke up to an email from my mum, considering I live with her, she's downstairs. Quite weird to get an email from her.
Yeah,
saying, I met this woman a few years ago. This was in my junk folder. Why don't you do this?
Oh, God.
The subject, she's forwarded me this email. The subject is, well, sorry, I don't know why she sent this to me. How about a flirtatious Saturday with me?
Oh!
And it's a picture of this woman. I'm going to show you it.
Right. Okay.
It is.
Not adding up.
Exploring the art of flirting. But with everyone, so it's about connecting with like everyone. It's like a course in Brighton looking for non-verbal cues, unspoken language of connection, and the simple and profound ways that we can communicate beyond words. I love the sound, but why the fuck has my mum
emailed it to you? So formal.
Come and spend a flirtatious Saturday with me.
Is she gonna flirt with you, I wonder?
I said I don't want to stand in someone's living room in Brighton on
with
a Saturday.
With them flirting with you. That is kind
with
of
with a load
dream.
Of middle-aged sort of men learning how to connect.
Oh,
I
they're learning how to.
Well, it's kind of, I think it's just like a hippie-dippy
thing. That changes
thing.
The tone, doesn't it?
It was just one of those things. It's like, God, do you know me at all? Do you
call
know
call yourself
who I
our
am?
Mother.
Do you know what I am interested in?
Just flirtatious gal.
Come and spend a flirtatious attitude with me, forwarded from mum.
Sorry. I honestly, that's an offer I can't refuse.
Oh, it's an offer I'm refusing.
These are quite sad. I'm sorry, guys. I did ask, but I regret. I'm sorry to bring it up. Can I actually do another one? Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So again, you know the question. It was, when have you felt lost and lonely? And this person said, now, I'm 30 and single. My longest relationship was 3 months. And I just almost think that leads us quite nice when we're talking about like the connections that you have with people and almost other people's judgments of you are not necessarily reflective of who you are or what that like means for you and your life generally. The idea that you're 30 and single and your longest relationship is 3 months is like, right, you and whose army? Like, literally, and the genuinely rest of them. Like, it's so fine for your life. Like, there is no part of
100%.
This that is you doing the wrong thing or in some way not being good enough. And yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Go on.
Also, I just feel like that I can feel the
pressure
that person feels, that there's like some sort of spectator's eyes and judgment on them. Like, I think so much of the pressure around relationships, when I've spoken to people that have a lot of anxiety about being single, which is not a shameful thing to have anxiety about because we live in a pressured world, but when I've spoken to people that are very, very, it's a concern, like a pressing concern on their lives, I feel like the advice I always give is that they are more attached to the narrative that they don't want to be single rather than actually wanting a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who are you? They'll say things like, I want a boyfriend. It's like, yeah, with who?
Which one?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Literally, which one? And also, a boyfriend is not a hard thing to get.
No.
It's really not. You can go out, I promise you, you're an absolute stunner, you're an absolute catch. A boyfriend is the easiest fucking thing
to
you
come
can
by
get.
In life, yeah.
It is. If you want a meaningful, sort of strong, caring, like actually like nourishing relationship, yeah, that's a lot harder to get. But if you want to sort of appease the eyes, so like at a fucking dinner party where your like uncle asks you, oh, have you got a boyfriend, you can say, yeah, I do. If that's what you're looking for, look, I'm sorry, it's fucking easy fix then. You can just do it. It really is. If it's that big a concern, you can just do it. I would just think that isn't what people are looking for, so ditch the fucking narrative of like, oh, I've been single for this amount of time. It's like, okay, well, what do you want? Do you want to appeal to the narrative of like, oh, I had a boyfriend for this long, so it's ticked off? Or do you actually want to have like a meaningful
relationship
where you feel true to yourself and all of this stuff? What are you actually looking
just
for?
Just adding to what you're saying about being single, like, how it's crazy that we've created a world where, unless you're a twin, you're literally born single. You're born single. And yet we've created this idea that being single is something to be
is a half
fixed. It's like that. Yeah, you're not whole. Absolutely wild. Like the gymnastics that our minds have had to do to convince ourselves that as you were born is not enough. It's really, really
you're
insane.
You're waiting to be completed, and that until you find the sort of missing part, you're in some sort of search.
I do totally get, though, the idea of not even just romantic relationships, but just relationships in general. Like, we get messages a lot from people being like, I'm looking for my best friend, like I feel really alone, like I've never had a relationship,
that's
I've never had a friendship.
That's actually seeking connection.
But I think that's the same thing of like, if you're seeking, you want a friend or you want a boyfriend or whatever, you want a romantic relationship, if you want people in your life, of course you do. You're human and you're allowed to feel that way. Like, it's, we need that. We need to feel connected and important in our community and like valued and safe with other people.
It's the meaning of life.
Totally. But it's, I always say, and I say it to you guys all the time and you never listen, but I always say, if you're on your own, you are in the best company. Like, being on your own and spending time on your own is not a problem. It's actually, really, like I've been saying, the default experience on this planet. And the more time you can spend enjoying yourself, getting to know yourself, indulging in the things that you want to do, and like learning and accepting who you are on this planet, the closer you are to feeling that love and validation that you would get from any relationship, because you're just giving it to yourself. And I don't necessarily believe in the thing of like, before you go out looking for anyone else, like, make sure you're okay first. Like, I think just is kind of up and down. Life is just not linear like that. And if you're going to wait until you're a quote unquote perfect person, until you find somebody that you want to be in a relationship with, you will never find someone, because I'm sorry to say, you're never going to be 100% perfect and fixed. You'll be waiting till the day you die. You'll be waiting till
But then
your
I
death.
Also think, yeah, 100%, you're never, that's totally true. It's just too simplistic. But also, I think that it's seen as an easy fix that people with, that feel incomplete on themselves, maybe before you enter into this search, like this absolute, you're going to put yourself in positions you don't want to be in, basically.
Because that said,
you're going to be with people you don't like, don't respect, and don't respect you, the lower opinion that you have on yourself, and the more desperation you are to sort of fill that role, the sort of space that you see as unfulfilled, you want to put a boy there, you're
the
going
worst
to
thing
pick
you could
anyone.
Put there.
Yeah, it's actually, that's a scary position to find yourself in.
Don't put a boy there. Because I do think as well, all of that said about like, yeah, you're never going to be fixed. You're never going to be 100% perfect, stable, healthy, amazing. I know everything and I'm in my full form and I'm fully evolved and all of this shit.
At 23.
Yeah, literally. But at the same time, I would rather feel shit on my own than feel shit with someone who's making me feel more shit. And I think...
Well, that's a different fucking thing,
isn't
it, really?
I think being around people who you don't necessarily value and who don't necessarily value you back is obviously not the answer.
No. It's just too simplistic that it's so sexist as well. I just think there's this huge thing, like the amount that women are looking for this... they are basically primed to be looking for this thing from the moment... from so young, basically, whereas men, it's like, yeah, you can just fuck about, you can have fun, and when you're 30, maybe think about like, oh, maybe
in the next,
you want a girlfriend.
Years, yeah,
think about the anxiety that the women around you feel about being single, and look at the fun the men around you have being single.
Yeah,
it's completely, is a huge disparity, and it comes down to the basically prison that women are in.
I also think though as well, like, there's a lot of men are obviously super lonely and, like, you know, they've got their own shit going on.
They've got a whole
other bag of
shit. They've
got a whole host of issues going on, right? But I also think as women, you're sold the idea. And I'm sure, I know people get it from us too. And they're like, oh my God, like, love your guys' friendship, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, we've really sold this idea that, like, as a woman, in order to survive and, like, thrive on planet Earth, you need to be surrounded by... amazing women, oh my God,
a
and
squad.
We all just you've got your girl squad, or you're surrounded by your sisterhood, your blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're having women around you is really important, but it also isn't like another thing to add to the list of like shaming yourself for not having done well enough. Like, if you're not, if that's
but
not where you are right now,
narrative.
If that's not where you're at, let it go for now. Like, you're allowed to be just
on your
just
own,
you figuring it out.
Yeah,
like, it's just life.
And who do you want that for? I think it comes back to the thing that we talk about all the time, having nothing to prove. Yeah. Like, so much of this stuff is actually... Do you remember my mum said a thing we talk about? We spoke about it quite a lot at the beginning of the podcast back about 3 years ago, but people's imagined audiences. Yeah. It's like, who are you imagining showing off your new boyfriend to, seeing your girl squad, or like seeing, showing that you're
you've been
so
single for
not
6 months,
lonely,
blah blah blah.
Yeah, who do you think is I think it can be really helpful, because I think there's just everyone feels just like the societal pressure to be perfect at all times. We've all unfortunately been raised in this hellscape where that is just a desire of us, of humans, that we want to be seen as perfect and great. If you actually start boiling it down to be like, who do I think? So I just had a thought that, oh my God, I should have a boyfriend. And it's really embarrassing, whatever this person said. Their longest relationship was 3 months. Oh God. And I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you imagine is judging you?
Yeah.
Boil it down. I reckon it's somewhat, either you can't really place it, or it's like, oh, it's kind of that group of girls from work, or like, oh, it's kind of that
from year eight
teacher, or it's... Yeah, it's that person from science class kind of said that thing once. There'll be someone that you are kind of imagining either critiquing you, or yeah, like...
You're finally impressing them.
Yeah, a group, a parent, whoever. Mm. And actually when you boil down to your imagined audience, it's like, oh, I don't give a fuck what they think.
No.
It doesn't feel right to you. If your longest relationship was 3 months, there was a reason why it ended, or you ended it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you haven't dived into a new one. Who is your imagined audience? I think so much of it is just getting caught. There are two issues. It's like, yeah, if you want the relationship 100%, go and fucking get one. I'm not lying, they're cheap as chips, go and get one.
Yeah.
Good one is a different thing.
Yeah,
but if you want
they're cheap as chips.
Yeah. But if you want to just prove to us, to whoever your imagined audience is, oh look, I've been in this for so long, I have an amazing job, or whatever, I have this girl squad, whatever it is that you want,
girl squad,
I think let it go.
I think as well, like, give yourself a lot of a bit of a pat on the back. Maybe I would extend this to everybody here, everybody involved, anyone whose ears this falls on. Why don't we just take a minute to say, like, look, you're not doing too bad from where I'm sat, forgive me. From what I can see, it seems like you are doing good, and you are really like caning down on yourself like crazy every bloody day. Something new with this girl.
If I know you.
Something to prove. If I know you, and I think I do know you by now.
You're going to be harsh as shit to yourself.
You're being so harsh on yourself, and it's actually knackering, honestly. And I think.
Yeah.
And for example, for this person, like, you're the most lost and lonely you've ever been, 30 and single. Your longest relationship was 3 months. It's like, give yourself all the space and the room and the kind of credit in the world for everything that you've been to from 0 to 30. Like, you are a whole fully fledged human being, and the most important thing about you is not the fact that you are single right now.
Not that weird story. I'm 30 and I'm single and my longest relationship was 3 months. That's a story. That's also you are an amazing person who's really caring, who lives in wherever place and has this job and has that cat that you love or whatever. It's just a story that you've hooked onto. It's not even anything.
Yeah, and I think
it's no more real than anything else.
I think give yourself the room to almost like the fluidity of like, I'm feeling lost and lonely right now, and that's okay, and it's not permanent. Like, yeah. I have felt lost and lonely before. I'm gonna presume you felt lost and lonely before. It's okay that you're feeling lost and lonely now. It's not ideal, and it's not what I want for you, but I don't believe that this is your fate. I don't think you are doomed to a long, lonely life feeling lost.
No.
That is not going to be your experience here, because you have it in you to keep going and find more.
Also, I would add that I think sometimes
with
we
regret
view...
also the look on, with regret, for the listener at home, the look on your face was regretfully also well, I hate to say it, but go on.
No, I love to say it, that I think we view things as like so binary of like, I'm lost and lonely and now I'm fine, and then I maybe have another phase where I'm lost and lonely and then I'm thriving again, flop era, thriving era, flop thriving, flop thriving, you know, we view it like that.
Yeah,
I kind of think there's an element of lostness that is in the human condition that will continue till the day we die.
Yeah.
And I think there's something quite stunning and like relaxing about sort of surrendering into that and being like, maybe I will never have all the answers to this. Like, I have read enough of the philosophers of this world to know that actually I think this maybe continues like until you're pretty fucking old. Wing
to know that I'm gonna be lost forever.
They all seem to be saying it. Like, look, I speak to fucking 70-year-olds who are still saying they've got no fucking clue. I don't think I think lonely is a different thing because that's absolutely fucking horrific. But there's something quite relaxing about being like, I think the lostness maybe is it.
I think
that actually is quite stunning.
Comes with a judgment from feeling lost because maybe you're not being open with the people in your life and being honest about how you're feeling with them. So if you're kind of living with like shame wrapped into feeling lost, and then you feel like you don't have anyone in your life that you can express that with, you in turn become, or you in turn feel lonely. But you're not on your own, just to be clear. There's a ton of other people here who are feeling very lost and lonely.
As I just said, it's part of the human condition.
Totally.
It's literally the mission, I think, to relax into just like not feeling shit about being lost. It's like, actually, I think that is what it is to be a human on earth, to be a bit unsure, to be a bit confused and finding your way and finding out about yourself. Like, I personally don't ever want to get to a place where I'm like, I fully understand everything, I think I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah. I actually don't want that. There's for anyone left. Really, especially not for myself.
No.
Definitely not.
Okay,
well, this felt a bit
intimate.
Yeah, I think so.
A bit like, did you guys pay for that therapy session or what? Or like, honestly, sorry, your therapist is so shit.
Any tips on the way out would be really nice. We'll be standing by the door with a bucket.
Honestly, any donations.
I hope it made you feel good. Like
tips and also sometimes... like tips. Like, do you have any tips?
Tips.
Like
yeah,
tips
no,
and tips too, more importantly.
Go
on.
I never know what is going to make people feel good, because I feel like I flip so often between like what sort of advice I want. Do you ever get that where it's like,
yeah,
sometimes I don't know, I just change my mind on things, so or like sometimes things that make me feel good make me feel bad, but I hope the things we said today made you feel good.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's like, sometimes you need a bit of tough love, sometimes you need a bit of hand holding, sometimes you literally just need to like sit down and cry or just have someone look at you and be like, it's all right. Yeah, okay. And you are alright, and you are okay. And you're gonna be fine.
You like actually in a very genuine way. You really actually
are. I believe it. I know it. Okay.
Cool. If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.